So good evening and welcome, and Om Shanti. And tonight we have with us Dr. Nirmala Kajalia. Can I ask for a show of hands for anyone who doesn't know Dr. Nirmala? Just a couple. So for those that don't know, some information for those that do, a reminder. So Didi Nirmala came to Baba in 1962, so 55 years ago. And she's a medical doctor, and she ran a centre as well as her medical practice in Mumbai for 10 years. From there, in 1971, she moved to the UK and served for the next 7 years throughout the UK and also in Africa and Mauritius. And in 1975, Dr. Nirmala visited Australia for the first time and came back to Australia to live in 1978. And for the next 33 years, she did tireless service in Australia. And we Aussies are a pretty tough bunch, so that was a wonderful service. Didi's now the director of both this campus, Gyan Sarovar, and also the Asia Pacific region, as mentioned. She moved back to India, to Gyan Sarovar, in 2011 and continues to hold both positions. My personal experience with Didi, 10 years ago when myself and my husband Larry came into knowledge in Newcastle in Australia, Didi came to visit our centre, and she pointed both of us out and said, "You and you, daily students from tomorrow." And I don't know whether we were inspired or maybe a little bit frightened, but we've been daily students ever since. So I'd like you to bid a warm welcome to Didi. Her topic tonight is a review of the Abhyak Murli from yesterday. So please welcome Dr. Nirmala.
Om Shanti. Yesterday's Murli was short, but quite powerful. The vibrations created in the hall with 25,000 people was very powerful. And when the Murli was given, there was so much uproar in between. So the audience were really appreciating Baba's Murli, and I'm sure those who are there in the hall, or those who are here in the hall, must have felt that we have met Avyakt Bap Dada. So that was vibration created, and I hope everybody enjoyed it, though it's not the same as Dadi Gulzar being in front of us and sharing Murli. Then Dadi's vibrations are very powerful. But yesterday, Dadi Ratan Mohini, Dadi Janki, and all seniors were leading meditation in Diamond Hall. So that also created powerful vibration. So Baba started with children's love, children love. We love Baba because we are getting everything from Baba. Whatever Baba has, Baba is sharing with us. So his treasures are open for all of us. We can loot as much as we want. So it is up to us to loot the treasures. So we love Baba and we have all relationship with Baba. So Baba gives the love of all relationships. So when Baba loves us, there is naturally we also love. Love is such that when you give, you receive. So we love also Baba so much. But Baba's love is multi-million times, unlimited. So Baba was telling that there are three types of powers in world: political power, religious power, and science power. But they are all in upheaval. And to make them peaceful, we need to give them silence power. And the silence power of Brahmins is not so powerful. And so we have to increase it. Have a stock of silence power. He says Brahma Baba and Dadi Prakashmani. They were so busy, so much administration, etc. Yet they used to accumulate silence power. I know of Dadi Prakashmani. Even when she used to get up for toilet in middle of the night, she will go to toilet, sit in meditation before going to sleep again. So Dadi Prakashmani and Brahma Baba had so much power. So we should also follow their example and accumulate so much silence power. So our mind and intellect should be always clean and clear. Otherwise, we will have to work hard and less fruit. Even when we are doing service, there will be silence power, then there is success. Success more than you expect. Otherwise, you will have to work hard. Now, the souls are searching for you, the world transformer, as when you are doing to bring about transformation. And when golden morning will come, the bhagats are also very much distressed and they are invoking you. The scientists also are disturbed and thinking what will happen, what is happening. How much time will you take to bring about transformation? So Baba is now asking us, how much time will you take to bring the world transformation? For that, have a meeting and plan how to stay in remembrance and service. The time is invoking you. So Baba says, remain on the top. And the top is Paramdham. Also in the world cycle, the top is Sangam Yuga. So if you remain at the top, then you can see everything very clearly. Then Baba was talking to Maharashtra that they have so much fortune because in Mumbai, Maharashtra, Mama Baba spent a lot of time. Baba came 3 times. Mama spent most of her last 2 years in Mumbai. So Baba says, you are very fortunate. And for double foreigners, he said, you are all-rounder. So Dadi Janki then spoke about how the drama is wonderful. Remain always happy and prosperous. Don't forget what you are supposed to remember. Especially the things that are essential, don't forget them. But those things are not essential, then you can forget them. And today is the great day. So Dadi gave title, the day as a great day. So silence power, mainly Baba was emphasizing, silence power is mainly remembrance. So our remembrance should be powerful. Not just churning yarn, but seed stage. Powerful. As powerful as you can have. And that power can help to us different powers. All main powers and virtues we can receive through silence. And the language of silence is such everybody can understand. The vibrations everybody can feel. The power from us emerging everybody can feel. And the love that emerges through silence, everybody can feel. So it's the language of silence. And to increase that power of silence, we have to be stabilizing ourselves in 3 dots. I am a soul. Baba is a dot and give full stop to past drama, stable on drama, no waste thoughts. Past is past, present is good, future will be better. So there are no waste thoughts. And we have to experiment. Baba says, experiment. In one moment you are in corporeal world. As soon as you finish your job in corporeal world, go to subtle region or incorporeal. So experiment more of this exercise of mind, taking it to different region and going deeper in meditation. And at one stage Baba gave us the example of being in five forms. So that practice also we can do, going through different stages. So by paying attention to our mind thoughts, checking, by being introvert, being soul conscious all the time, and loving solitude. So love solitude, not sometimes some people have the habit, as soon as they are free, they will either ring somebody, talk to somebody, or social media. Keep busy on internet. So that's what we have to see. Spend minimum time on worldly things. 8 hours in Baba's remembrance. 8 hours bodily duties. And 8 hours yoga, jnana, service. So if we maintain that balance, naturally yoga will be powerful. And that silence power can serve ourselves and we can serve others. How we serve ourselves? By silence power, whatever we do, do it with love, so that self is served. Adopt and express qualities that nurture us. Self-nurturing comes from learning. Trust yourself. Having trust and being trusted, the capacity grows. Identify your loving qualities. Recognize that this quality is mine and you will be nourished. Serving the self means to choose certain values and make them your guiding principles. Serving the mind through mind for others. Giving lecture is important, but demonstrating care is more important. All the plant needs is a little care to make a blossom. Being a bestower is not my effort, but my inheritance. If I remember that I am sharing from my inheritance, then heirs will be born. Purity in attitude is to have the same elevated feelings towards all. Same elevated feelings towards all. Be merciful. Even if you can't love someone, forgiveness means another chance to create a pure relationship. Don't leave feelings of guilt in any soul. To the extent that you prepare your own stage, that much others will receive. And serving the whole world through silence. Being aligned to Baba, we understand what he does, what Dharma does, and what we have to do in partnership with him. And then a beautiful stage emerges. Baba's stability and unshakable consistent stage came from silence. Baba always said an adverse situation would be okay, because before saying this, he had already cleared the situation with the powers of silence. Now it's time for your images as an angel to become bigger than you. Our images as an angel to become bigger than you. Baba wants us to use our power of purity for the transformation of the world. Purity equals stability and consistency. With silence, we become full of spiritual power, and we can spread spiritual vibration. Our smile should bring happiness to others. My face and activities should be like angels, double light. The foundation of Mansa Seva is complete purity in thoughts, words and actions. My drishti attitude should be unlimited. I should have no negativity for anyone. I should also have love, unlimited distaste. To have silence power, we need to have unlimited distaste. Just as Sakar Baba had all material facilities, Baba had responsibility of all children, difficulties, still he passed with honor on the basis of unlimited disinterest. In Sunday's Murli also, we heard how Baba's renunciation was there. He had everything available and yet he renounced. And this renunciation is based on unlimited interest. It's not enough to be following Brahmacharya physically, but my mind should be completely pure. I should be embodiment of jnana and powers and always have good wishes for all. I should be intense effort maker. I should have positive attitude while seeing, listening and thinking. By saying good, good, everything will become good. My powerful positive attitude will transform bad into good. In a second, I should finish waste. Also, I should not go into expansion, but merge everything in essence. Never ask questions, what, why, etc. Just as a clever hunter will shoot an arrow in such a way that it returns with a bird, through powerful mansa seva, the souls will have such a wonderful experience that they will come running to VKs again and again. Now we have to go to different people to serve them. But with mansa powerful, people will come, they will be attracted like magnet. Majority souls need peace more than happiness. So I should be experiencing power of peace, and then I can help other souls. To experience peace, one should never have clash of sanskars, but harmonize sanskars. Even someone is creating disturbance, you remain peaceful and give them power of cooperation to remain quiet. If there is bodily sickness, maintain bodiless stage and through yoga power overcome all obstacles through yoga experiments. Accumulate stock of pure thoughts. Don't allow single waste thought. Be lighthouse or searchlight and serve the world. Your intellect should not be pulled by five elements. I should conquer nature. Always remain double light. There should be no tension, but there should be attention and practice of being light. And that should be my natural sanskar. Lightness should be my natural sanskar. Center and every house should be fireplace of peace. Or peace yajna. Spreading vibrations of peace. Mansa Seva will bring success with less time, money and energy. Otherwise, soul can get frustrated with labor and less success. Mansa Seva will work as a magic. When mind is busy, no maya or fluctuation or frustration. It can easily increase number of Brahmans as well as air quality souls. It's fast service and we do not need to rely on other means. The result of service through mind is we can change nature from tamo pradhan to sato pradhan. we can cool down our anger. No disturbance of mind due to waste thoughts. Deep-rooted old sanskar can be transformed, can overcome mental problems, gives new life to suffering souls, can bring souls close to Bap Dada, ocean of peace. Souls stumbling for many births can get solace and find their destination. Souls can become charitable and religious following disciplines. One can travel three worlds with less labor and expenditure, gives best result. So we can economize time and energy and get more success. It can bring victory in chaotic situation. It can transform mountain-like problem to the mustard seed. So mainly, we have to see that we are paying attention to all those things, especially our thoughts. They should be positive, not negative, and we are able to give full stop. So let us have now 1 hour silence experiment with silence. Om Shanti.